Good afternoon, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, our two-game losing streak has come to a close. And once again, we scored multiple goals and a lot of secondary scoring. And the new kid, Bonnell, the new rookie, gets his first goal in the second NHL game. That's a pretty amazing goal too. The way he deked and got it was a very skilled goal. You know, sometimes in the National Hockey League, you know, a player gets a goal because it's kind of, you know, accidental or something like that. But this was a pure rush in front of the net and a perfect deke and a top shelf goal. And once again, it shows us that Dallas has continually did their job and done their scouting and continually getting players that are awesome at a young time, and our youth is prevailing. Jason Robertson has already got his 10th goal of the season, and we're like 13 games into the season. You know, he keeps this up, he might actually end up with a 50-goal season instead of the 41 he got last year. You know, I know that Philadelphia is rebuilding right now, and they're still young, and they're injured, and there's a lot of things going on. But it's definitely something to be proud of, because a lot of times we don't really do good on those East Coast swings, especially when we get to the Phillies and the Bostons, and that Metropolitan Division isn't necessarily one of our strong suits. And right now we're playing really good. And I do believe it actually started with Friday night's game. We lost 5-4 to a San Jose team that was 0-5 up until that point. But in the last period, we scored 3 goals and we fought. I think that fight that we had on Friday, you know, came with us to Philly on Sunday. And because of that, we were able to go ahead and take care of business. You know, Jake Ottinger hadn't played for a couple of weeks, our hot goaltender. You know, he was injured. And I really don't even think that loss was his fault. I mean, there was incredible saves he made on Friday night. And today he was back to his Vezina form, his caliber. He's got, like, I think it's the second best save percentage in the league right now, considering even being gone for 4 games. You know, they went on that road trip and they left him home to rest and recover, and he just picked up where he left off. You know, there's a couple of awards that are like high-end awards at the end of the year that people always want. And right now, I think that Otter is going to be the guy that's going to win the Vezina. I mean, I even been watching some of the other goaltenders, and I really don't think any of them come close to how good Jake Ottinger is starting this early in the season. You know, and then of course there's the Hart Trophy, you know, which is the most valuable player award. I mean, I believe they're saying that Jason Robertson is like second right now to like Connor McDavid in goals scored in the season, which tells me that he's also a front runner for that as well. I know it's early. I know it's only 14 games in, but I know the ultimate goal is to win a Stanley Cup, but it's always fun to talk about the awards that people can win individually and the talent of the players that you have. And that's what we have in Dallas. It's a very talented hockey team it's been frustrating for the last 4 or 5 years, because you're just waiting for the process to take place. And now that the process has taken place and a new system with a new coach that really has that shoot first mentality, it's changed, and it really helps the young players a lot. And now the question is, will the players that have come up, like the Wyatt Johnson's made this team. He's on. But will Brunell make it now? You know, he's been pulled up a couple times. He's been set down to the American Hockey League a couple times. But if he keeps playing like this, they're going to have another problem on their hands, a good one. The kind that you want, where you have to decide who do you send down to keep him. These are all wonderful problems, you know. A lot of teams are in a rebuild. I think we're just in the reload stage now. You know, today with the points we picked up, we're now number one in the Central again, you know, with points. You know, we all had 17 points up before this happened. I mean, Colorado, Winnipeg, and us, we're all had 17 points, and now we have 19. I know there's quite a bit more hockey to play, and let's see what happens on this road trip. I mean, we got Tampa Bay on Tuesday, and I think that Tampa Bay is going to be very surprised about how we're playing right now. I think that's what's interesting. I think that we've surprised a lot of teams about how fast we play and how up on the rush that we are. And this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Go Stars.